Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, July 28th. 2021. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Hello.
Good morning. And Eric Bickle.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing okay. Got the boys behind the glass, Valdez and Drabby.
They're just running around.
There's a lot of scrambling.
There's a lot of stuff going
Valdez,
on.
Valdez, you're going to make a big announcement, like officially on the air today. You kind of did on Twitter.
For his crap.
Oh, my TikTok?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, next week there's going to be some jumbo lump content.
Nice. So you'll have an official launch.
If you follow Jumbo Lump, you'll see it. But I mean, right now there's no official date and time for it. I just have something scheduled in the works for next week.
Very good. Yeah, I saw that last night. I even saw Richmond John gave you like a theme song.
Yeah, I think he was playing. What was it? Presidents of the United States of America Lump.
Right.
So really he made a remix for me.
Yeah,
but next, keep your eyes peeled.
So you can follow Valdez on TikTok at Jumbo Lump.
I like what you're doing too, because I know you were nervous last week about, you know, the cost of reviewing crabs all the time. I mean, you know, it could be expensive if you have to buy a dozen crabs just to do a dumb review.
Right.
Yeah, but eventually they may start sending him stuff for free.
Well, that's the point. Yesterday he was calling and he was orchestrating it up in advance. So as you start to build a following, it's going to be a lot easier.
Yeah, so the plan is to next week that I'm going to film like 10 different videos.
Nice.
So I have some in the can.
Nice.
So that I can just keep dropping them day
yes,
after day.
That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
And then you'll be rich.
I told you, you have to let these people know that you have to be objective. You can't be bought. You can't be biased. Even though
I know.
These guys are being all nice to you.
I know.
You have to be objective.
Elsie gets packages all the time. She's up to over 180,000 followers.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I can't believe that.
You got to get on TikTok. For some reason, it's the fastest growing social media site out there. It's unbelievable.
I'll have to schedule a business call with her.
You really should. Or just start going over there and reviewing those dumb cookies.
And people are just getting
cookies are maybe 1/20th of what she does, but she puts out
a lot of people do that
videos a day.
Mm. I've scanned it. A lot of people review those cookies. It's a good bit. Review the crumble cookies, whatever it's called.
Man, cookie crumble. Whatever cookie it is. Company sent her a big old package the other day, and then she just does her little reviews. But
well, you can pay me. You can pay me in crab meat. That's my currency. Crab meat.
Crab meat. Well, anyway, at Jumbo Lump on TikTok. Hey, we should mention, got a lot of great guests on the show today. Bears Beluga is going to join us. Washington Post sports columnist from Tokyo. Hopefully that goes well, because we've had some technical difficulties at the beginning of this show due to the fact that this building apparently has no Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I'm on the hotspot, and I had no idea how to work it. Bick had to show me how to work hotspots. I've never used a hotspot. I used it one time, and that was in Richmond 2 years ago when we did the training camp show.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea.
You know what I realized? JP's computer's not working. You're the only one on the Zoom right now. I've been so busy ranting to you this morning that I haven't even turned on my Zoom.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah. I'm the only one. Jason's getting a lot of love this morning. Let me turn mine on.
Even my screen shows me, so I don't know which.
Well,
I don't know what's doing.
There,
who knows?
Yeah, well, maybe they just decided to go with the one shot.
No, that's because your internet's not working, yeah. Right?
Yes.
No, it says it's working.
Right, but if it was working, it'd be over there.
I don't know why. You know what? We're doing the radio show. We've got Bears
that's
Beluga
what's
from
important.
Tokyo at 7, so we can talk about Simone Biles and everything that's going on in Tokyo. We've got Logan Thomas, Valdez's boy, joining us at 8 o'clock. Signed a new deal, Washington football team tight end. The Washington football team, of course.
New three-year deal.
In action today. I believe first practice right around 10 o'clock. So we'll start getting updates from training camp at 8 o'clock from Logan Thomas. And we've got Mike Rizzo, who I'm sure has been busy the last couple of days fielding calls, the GM of your Washington Nationals.
And it just keeps getting worse.
He will join us at 9 o'clock.
It keeps getting worse, especially the Strasburg deal. I know we could talk the whole show about it. I gave a shout-out on Twitter to my guy Chris O'Leary, who's very controversial. But he has called this since dating back to 2010 on our show and on his website. The Strasburg's mechanics were going to be an issue. They've been an issue throughout his career. He called it on our show. He called it on Twitter back in April that he thinks he has thoracic outlet syndrome, and that's what they diagnosed him with finally. He called it on Will Harris when they denied it. He called it on Strass when they denied it, and this guy's all over it.
Yep, I agree.
Strass keeps breaking down for a reason. Not because he's just injury prone or he's just walking pansy. No. There's something wrong with his delivery. It's causing an issue.
This is the fifth time he's had to go on the injured list or missed.
This is a major surgery.
A season or a part of a season because of this exact injury.
This is a major surgery that even in the articles that you read, they're calling it career altering. They have no idea if he'll be able to get his velocity back.
Right.
You have no idea what kind of guy is going to come out of this.
It could be a $245 million bust-a-rooney.
Yeah.
Now, they won a World Series. But
Before the contract,
correct.
Right?
He hadn't signed the deal.
And I don't blame him for signing him. I would have been pissed if they didn't. It's what happens.
$35 million a year.
Yeah, hopefully they got insurance on it.
He's pitched 26 innings since the World Series.
Right.
I mean, those things happen sometimes. You end up eating huge salaries for a while.
Not this big.
It's huge. This will go down as one of the biggest all time. If he only gets 7 starts roughly every 2 years for the rest of his career, it'll go down as one of the worst contracts in history. And I don't blame him for signing him.
And maybe this is why the learners balk at giving Turner what he is going to get.
Damn right.
That's probably it.
And they also look, as we had a guy called in yesterday, very astute baseball guy called in, one of our listeners, and talked about Giancarlo Stanton's deal, talked about, I can't remember the other
name. Pujols.
Pujols' deal, which they knew at the time was kind of a reward. But still, the big, big, long-term deals, more often than not, backfire.
Yeah, well, this could be the biggest backfire.
Even somebody like Bryce Harper is producing. He's having a good year, but is he producing to the level of that contract? Maybe not. I know he had Inside the Parker last night.
Well, apparently Harp's had a great season except for 1 month. I can't remember which one it was. It was May or June.
Yeah.
And they say he was clearly battling a wrist injury, and you could see the numbers.
Yeah.
The numbers, like in April, outstanding. June and July, outstanding. In May, putrid.
He also had a back injury he's been battling.
Yeah.
He's kind of grinding through. His RBI total is way down. It's, I don't know, not even 40.
Right.
But he's got a high batting average. He's getting 290. He's getting on base. But, yeah, I don't know if he's living up to the contract.
But we'll talk to Rizzo at 9 o'clock about Strasburg.
That's going to be weird. It's going to be awkward.
And I know he can't say anything, but you have to ask him about Scherzer. You have to ask him about you know, selling, and we have in the last couple of weeks.
I'm going to ask him who's untradeable. Do you have one player on the roster who's untradeable? Mm-hmm. That's a fair question.
I was watching MLB Network yesterday, MLB Central. We had Robert Flores on yesterday. And they talked about, I can't remember what reporter it was, but he basically said GMs around the league don't think that Scherzer is going to be traded.
Really?
I don't know why. They didn't name the GMs. They
maybe just said, because the asking price is too high?
Maybe, yeah. They talked about Turner. Now, maybe the COVID thing prevents them from trading him because he's not going to be available until next weekend. But specifically about Scherzer, they said GMs didn't think he was going to get traded. Maybe it's because of the demand on the return. Who knows? Mm-hmm. It just makes sense to trade him to get something. But I don't know. We'll see. He's got 2 days to go.
But you want to get something solid in return. You know what I mean? Like, if nobody's giving you multiple top prospects,
yeah, you don't want to just
give
them away.
What's the point?
Yeah, you just don't want
to
give them
well,
away.
Well, to get something.
I know, but maybe just next year you'll be decent and you could use Scherzer.
This year's a lost year. They're not going to sign him next year. His contract's up this year. They're not going to sign him.
I doubt they sign him because of, especially after the Strasburg stuff.
Well, he's 37 years old. They're not going to give him what he could command on the open market. So, I mean, he's not going to give him a discount. He's already said he's open to going. He's not going to invoke his no trade.
He wants to go West Coast.
He wants to ideally go West Coast or to a winner.
Yep.
West Coast or a winner. That's what he said.
And look, there's a couple teams on the West Coast, the Giants and Dodgers, that would take him.
Right.
Now, I don't know if they're willing to give up what Mike wants. But Strasburg gets $35 million next year, 23, 24, 25, and 26.
That's a nice deal.
Think about that.
And they're probably not going to ask him to take a 20% pay cut and give up bonuses either.
He can say he can just flip him the bird.
Listen, I want to be fair to the learners because I asked him to sign all these guys. I'm not going to blame him for signing Strauss. He was a we don't win the World Series without him, right? We don't win the World Series without Daniel Hudson either. Some other key guys. A lot of key guys.
Yep. Yeah, but if you believed your guy, Chris O'Leary, then you would have said he's not worth the risk.
I did believe my guy Chris O'Leary.
So then you would have been anti-signing him.
No, it's just a reward. It's the name of the game.
He looks so good. In 19.
He had found a way to get through 10 seasons, even though a lot of them were injury prone.
Most of them.
I mean, 19 it was his healthiest.
I know.
Year.
How many clean years did he have out of 10?
He made
maybe
30.
One.
Yeah,
where he didn't have a DL stint.
Right, like maybe two seasons.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I'll tell you right now, I've got it. He was, all right, in 18, he was on the injured list three different times.
Yeah.
In 20, two different times.
How many times obviously has he this had year, 30 two, starts?
Oh, I'd have to go and look at his stats.
Well, hold on.
Not many.
You interrupted him. He was on a roll there with DL stints.
Well, I just have the
Well, because sometimes
six.
The DL stints, they're different lengths.
Of course,
you know what I mean?
But
like
still,
sometimes it's a week.
You don't have to go on every year.
That's what I'm saying. If you see how many times he had, 30 starts,
I'm just
see
curious
his
of one little nugget though, where you say he's been on the DL 18 times or something.
All right. So how many? You were asking about starts.
Yeah.
All right. He had 28 and 12. He had 30 and 13. He had 34 and 14. He had 23 and 15. 24. So
three
so
times.
To answer your question,
three
twice.
Times. What about 2019? How many starts did he have?
He had a bunch. He had 33 plus.
So he's had it three times.
He had about 39 starts in 19, including the postseason.
Right.
So he's had it three times.
But he's 30, had seven. He's had seven in the last two. Obviously, last year was 60-game season, but they didn't even push it. He's pitched 26 innings in 20 and 21 total.
You can't have it both ways and trash the learners for not re-signing guys. And then trash him when they do just because the guy gets hurt. So I'm not going to trash him.
I was saying yesterday that I would definitely sign Turner and extend him and give him market value, whether that's 300 or more. I would give it to him because he's that good. But I can see why the learners balk at it because of they're going to end up paying this guy $35 million for six more years, and he may not ever pitch.
Well, on the positive side.
I mean, he may not ever pitch.
On the positive side, the Caps did lock down to Alex Ovechkin.
Well, that's a reward.
Yes.
I mean, talk about five-year deal. I didn't think it was going to be a five-year deal. I thought it would be maybe three, but five.
And everybody expected that, but I think it's a relief because it had extended a little bit through the summer. So now you know Ovi is more than likely going to retire as a Washington Capital, and he's going to be here for the immediate future and for the next several years.
Correct, 100%. Definitely going to retire Cap.
And up until this point, unlike Strasburg, He hasn't been injury prone. He hasn't been injured back, injured back, injured back. Mm-hmm. He's pretty consistent on the ice. Yeah. I know he's been injured at times, but nothing like Strasburg. He has a track record of being durable and of playing.
Yeah, and grinds through it, right?
Yes.
The only thing you worry about there is star. Yeah, the only thing you worry about is as you get older, the body starts to break down a little bit more, so I can envision that. But yeah.
And he sells a lot of tickets. It sells a lot of
jerseys. That's why people wanted him. Yep.
Keeps the arena electric.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the Washington Capitals did it. So good job by Ovi, who negotiated the deal himself. No agent fees.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Pretty sure he did it himself.
Smart. Not to pay the 3% or 5%, whatever
they pay. I think Backe did the same thing. They just negotiated their own deals.
About $9 million a year, almost. Almost 10.
Yep. All right, as I mentioned, we've got Barry Zvaluga from Tokyo covering the Olympics. He's going to join us at 7 o'clock from the Washington Post. Logan Thomas, Washington football team tight end. They opened training camp today. They reported yesterday. Practice starts today right around 10 o'clock. So we'll talk to Logan, who also signed a deal yesterday. He'll jump on at 8. Don't want to miss that. And Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Nationals, at 9 o'clock, all right here on the Junkies.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington all year long, celebrating our 25th anniversary, presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. And we're actually doing a Junkies Facebook Live happy hour tomorrow before the NBA draft.
Remind me.
7 p.m. You can join us, follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/thejunks. That is our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks. We'll have a little fun, get ready for the NBA draft. I was actually flipping the channels around last night and I only logged like 10 minutes with it. I ate really kind of a late dinner and I just put it on while I was downstairs at the kitchen table. And on the NBA channel, they had the story of, I'm not great with years, but the Allen Iverson draft.
Mm-hmm.
That draft class was absurd, and it's actually a two-part special. I really want to watch the whole thing, because you had Allen Iverson, I think Ray Allen was in that draft, Marcus Camby, like it was just stud after stud after stud. And oh, by the way, Kobe Bryant, who I think went
that was 96.
Yeah, so it's a two-part special, NBA Channel, all about that 96 draft, and it just looked fantastic. And you just watch. It's been a while, but you just watch those clips of Iverson coming out of college. That crossover was just so good, and how he just attacked the hoops.
No, that was
unbelievable. All in. You give me Allen Iverson content, I'm in.
He was so fun to watch. Iverson, Camby, Raheem, Marbury, Allen. Kobe, Steve Nash.
I mean, think about that draft compared to, you know, these drafts recently where guys don't really have much of an impact.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Although they say that this year's draft, the guys are going to have impact. So, again, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Facebook.com/thejunks. That's all brought to you by PenFed Credit Union.
Draft starts at 8-ish?
Yes.
Okay.
At least that's probably when, you know, I'm sure they have their pre-draft coverage. I'm assuming it's on TNT. It's always been on TNT. Maybe it's on ESPN. I don't know. But Facebook.com/thejunks. So, big story Olympics-wise. I mean, there are a few. Katie Ledecky won gold in the 1500, which I guess is a new race.
First ever for 1500, yes.
Or I guess the first time that they've had a medal for the 1500. But on the gymnastic side, they were holding the team competition, and yesterday we reported Simone Biles pulled herself out of the team competition, and I guess she's pulled out of the individual,
the all-around,
individual all-around.
Mm-hmm.
She may ultimately do some of the individual events, and some people have cited mental health kind of as a generic term, but she's pulled out from the Olympics. They ended up winning the silver, I believe, in the all-around, the team all-around.
Correct. Yeah, Russia won the gold. But I was watching it last night. Now, we had already known it happened because it happened during the show yesterday morning because of the time change. But you could read her lips. You could actually hear her. And she's been a complete poop show in terms of her fundamentals and mechanics throughout the entire Olympics. All right, she's not landing routines that she usually would just crush.
Right, and she's been the best in the world on the planet.
Best. Some say best ever.
Yes.
How many gold medals does she have in gymnastics?
I don't know.
Is she up? She's not up there in Michael Phelps territory.
I don't think so.
I thought she won 5.
So she has 5?
I thought.
But you could read it on her lips, and she just said, her teammates would go up to her and say, you good, you good? And she goes, yeah, I'm good. But then you could read her lips after she did her routine and came back up to the bench, and she said, I don't trust myself. I don't want to make a mistake. So her self-confidence is on the ground.
Yeah.
And it sucks because she doesn't believe she can land these jumps. And you saw it yesterday or last night.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks that she's going through this, but she's got no self-confidence.
Listen, it's not the same as gymnastics, but there's a lot of similarities to it. I'm around divers all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you don't know anything about diving, it's very similar. These dives are, as they get more and more complicated, they're dangerous. And you could get concussions. You could hit mm-hmm. your head on the board. You could smash your head in the water.
Right.
I mean, it's a very dangerous sport. You don't realize it. And it's a very painful sport, too, as you learn these dives. And if you lose your confidence, it can paralyze you. And I think it's kind of similar to what's happening with Simone in the gymnastics.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she pulled out of the team competition. She pulled out on the individual all around. You know, I don't know what else is left. Is that it?
Oh, she pulled out of the individual all around. She's not doing
all around.
No, yeah.
Well, she can still do individual events, like if she wants to do the vault.
Oh, yeah. But the all around she pulled out.
So she's just going to pick and choose what events she feels comfortable in.
Right.
That's
idea. She may pull out of the individual stuff, too. Who knows?
Like, she probably feels comfortable doing the floor routine. Right?
Well, you would think. Although, but maybe that's one of the things.
She botched it
and was stepped way out and all that.
She only did like 1.5 twists instead of 2.5.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell that she's got a lot going on in her brain.
In her head, correct.
Yeah, you could tell. There's no doubt. And I have sympathy for her, and she's an American icon for what she's done. But, you know, it is what it is. It happens.
You didn't expect it to happen to her because she's been so great.
Usually the great, great, great ones are able to kind of fight that off. You know, it doesn't mean she's not great. But it's rare that you see it in the real, real great ones.
Yeah, she's got she won 4 golds at in Rio at 16. So she's got 4 golds.
How many does my girl Dominique Dawes have? Because Isabella goes to the Dominique Dawes Academy for her gymnastics.
I don't know, but Dominique Dawes was awesome.
That's a pretty cool little facility.
I can't believe she's 45 already.
I think they have a little mini little ninja.
Yeah, they do.
Spot there.
They have a ninja warrior.
She's got one. She won one in Atlanta.
Got you.
She's got a few bronzes too, but she won one.
Yeah, I see her fairly frequently. She's very nice.
Yeah.
That's her husband.
That's the big
cool
story
dude.
Over there. And then Ledecky, who went for, you know, lost in the 400 to Titmus, the Aussie, who's 4 years younger, who's just a stud. And they raced the 200 last night. She came in fifth. Ledecky came in fifth. Titmus won another gold there. But she's not a sprinter. She's an endurance swimmer, and she crushed the 1500. So she got her gold in the 1500.
So the debate that everyone's talking about is, and you know, not trying to be like a hot take machine, is did she quit, or is she brave? Did she do the right thing by focusing on her mental health? Because maybe, and it feels like online there's no gray area. You're a monster by saying that she quit on her team, mm-hmm. or that you know you're a social justice warrior if you say that she's so brave that she's focusing on her mental health. And I think it
probably is in the middle.
It's got to be in the middle somewhere, right?
If you're on a team, you feel like if you're not able to deliver, you're letting your team down. But if she knows because of her mental state that she's going to have bad scores, she's actually helping the team. Like there's no way to know, because let's say she just sucked it up and did the routines, did the events that they needed her to do. But if she sucked in them, then she's hurting her team.
Here's the thing, though. I think it's the coach's call. I think the coach has to make the call. Where the coach, you know what I mean? Like, coach has to say, you know what? I can see it. You don't have the confidence. You're hurting the team. Mm-hmm. But when you pull yourself, I mean, even though I will take her motives, like, she didn't want to hurt her team. No doubt. I believe her 100%. She didn't want to hurt her
and
team.
And she has capable teammates.
But her coach can also pump her up and say, listen, mm-hmm. you're Simone effing Biles. You're one of, if not the greatest of all time. I believe in you. You've done this a million times. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let's get out there and let's effing do it. And let's win a freaking gold medal.
Maybe they did try that.
I'm sure they did.
And it still didn't work.
I'm sure they did. And if at that point it still didn't work,
and in practice,
then I think it's on the coach. To say, okay, well,
do we get to see the practice?
We're going
to
Simone.
You know what I mean? Like,
and
practice,
I would lie. And I would say she had a broken ankle or something.
In practice, she could have been botching it over and over again. You know
she
what I mean?
Was.
Like, she knows, right?
She was.
So she probably knew that she was going to hurt her team. It's like, I'm trying to think about it recently, in the NBA Finals, and just before the Finals, Giannis wanted to come back. Eventually, he did come back. But there were a couple games where he didn't play. You know, sometimes it is on the athlete because the coach is going to want them, but the athletes know when they're ready and when they're not.
Well, what kind of tune would you be singing to if Ryan Fitzpatrick was warming up week one and was fumbling all the snaps from the center in the pregame, was throwing wobblers and throwing McNubb balls at the wide receiver's feet?
He looks terrible.
And he runs up to Coach Rivera and says, you know what, Coach? I don't got it today. I don't know if I can lead the team.
I think it happens all the time. I think guys go out there in pregame warm-ups all the time, but it's a little bit different when it's a regular season game than when it's the Olympics, right? I think it happens all the time. Antonio Gibson goes out there, tests the toe, and he goes, I just
can't. Well, no.
That's a physical thing.
That's a physical injury. I'm talking about, you know.
All right, so he got a mental thing, and he's bouncing the throw.
He's bouncing the ball on the ground. He's throwing wounded ducks in warm-ups. He's fumbling
again,
the snaps from the center.
I think it's on the coach. I think it's on the coach.
If I'm the head coach and I see my quarterback minutes before the game, and he's just lost his fastball and he's throwing balls in the ground, I got to pull him. I got to go to him next man up.
Yeah. I think, frankly, who's the coach?
What if Ron's unaware of it? Isn't really noticing it. And then, you know, Ryan jogs over to him and goes, you got to put Heinicke in today.
Okay. What's the question?
What would your tune be?
Like, would be the same. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the answer.
I'll be honest, we'd probably bash him. Just like
crush him.
Vontae Davis quit in the middle of a game, right? And he was laughed at by everybody.
When he who?
The cornerback. He was the cornerback for the
Vernon
Bills.
Vernon Davis'
brother.
He quit in the middle of the game.
Yeah, I remember that. He said he didn't have it in him, and he just quit at halftime.
Yeah, he just rolled out.
Right. Yeah. And everyone just piled, and maybe it's because he's a man, and we attack guys more in sports, we feel that way. But I don't know, but it was the Olympics in the middle of the biggest event. I actually hadn't heard the thing about the coach before, and I think that's a good point. It probably should be the coach that should pull an athlete out of a game.
And that also, by the way, protects her.
Right.
Like, I would protect her. I'd say, you know what? But I bet you that coach, and deep down, is like, you're freaking Simone Biles. Okay, I know you're struggling right now, but you've struggled before. You're going to get through this. You know, let's just do this. I mean, it happens all the time.
Yeah,
you know how many times I've seen, and again, I hate to, well, I can only equate it to things where people have terrible warm-ups.
Well, it probably happens.
But then the pressure comes on, and they nail it. They step up.
I know, but this happens all the time. I know, but this was opposite. She had a terrible warm-up, and then she said, all right, I'm fine, and then she went out.
Well,
she was terrible.
Probably happens in golf all the time. Can you imagine being a Sunday on a major and you're on the range and you're hitting balls and you're going?
Oh,
I'm flubbing it. I can't hit it straight.
To Tiger all the time.
It happened to Matthew Wolf this year.
Yeah,
he stepped away. He said, "I got to get my head right."
Right.
So it happens.
No, but it could also happen, and it's not a catastrophic mental health breakdown. It's a loss of confidence. That's different.
Like, I think that's different too.
That's different than depression
and
suicidal thoughts.
Yep, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's what JP said.
That's different.
Mental health is just like this big,
broad,
general
thing.
Term.
Right. It's like if you go to a mechanic, you have car problems.
Now, well, that's not to
be
say
a million individual.
I mean,
it's not to say she doesn't.
I'll be honest
have.
With you. I've got some mental health issues.
Well, you all do. Every
right.
human does.
I mean, I go through times where I feel depressed about. I don't know if it's an official
diagnosis. But this is like the yips. This is the gymnastic yips.
It could be. Now, I'm not saying I know if Simone Biles is depressed or not. I have no idea. She very well may be. But from what we've seen, all we're seeing is the athletic aspect component to it, and it could just be a crisis in confidence.
I don't know. If I was the coach
I saw
her go out there and she clearly didn't have it, and I could replace her with a kid maybe not as talented but got more confidence, I might do it. Because like JP said, you're hurting the team score.
It's hard, though, when you're the greatest. And I guarantee you she struggled before and fought through it.
Probably.
I guarantee.
Well, but she clearly was much better in 16 in Rio.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's going on with her now, but
it's the pressure,
that was
man.
5 years ago.
The pressure's insane.
Well,
yeah.
Well, here to take it a step further, I think we're going to have to get rid of the word choking in sports.
Why? Because it's
if it's
too much of a hot.
Well, no.
Word.
Well, if it's, you know, if it's a mental thing going on with the athlete, you know,
everyone's going to say I'm suffering from mental health issues, and people
right.
are going to feel sorry for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you're not necessarily choking. You're going to get rid of it. There's no more choking
in
sports.
It kind of depends on you could choke one play. You know what I mean? You could choke. I don't know if you saw it, but Cody Bellinger threw a ball 40 feet over the third baseman's head yesterday against the Giants, and they ended up losing 2-1. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a choke job. Right?
Yeah,
that's
but
not
if he,
a mental
but yeah,
health
but if
issue.
He said, yeah, but if he said, you know, I was warming up poorly, I didn't know if I had it today, and, you know, it really showed when I threw the ball over the guy's head.
Yeah. I think you're taking it too far. Most athletes aren't going to turn to that.
Correct. They're not.
This is an issue because it's somewhat unique.
But that's why I think it's serious. More serious than your average situation.
Right.
And
because she's a superstar.
Yeah. Now she
if this happened to the girl, for example, who replaced her, okay, who was the alternate, or I don't even know how you
dub it. Jade Carey is her name, yeah.
Right. If this happened to her, it's not a big national story.
Yeah, because you'd say, well, she's not as talented as the other girls. I get it. Well, who knows? Apparently she can still participate in the vault, the floor, and the balance team finals. So, but she hasn't announced that yet.
Hold on. So what are the moves that they're banning? What she's doing on the vault? Like what events do we know?
She stepped out from the team competition, I believe.
Yeah, the vault and the floor exercise. And
right,
the
bars. Understood. But I thought you said that there are some moves that she's doing that are so complicated that they're like banning the moves and they don't even know how to score them.
In other words, she's on a level no one else in the world.
On her floor routine, look, I'm not an expert in it. I've seen it, but I'm just going to make it up. She did some sort of a quad thing that nobody else did.
Yeah. And it's dangerous, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, but she usually, in 16, she was nailing them.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be the quad thing.
Those girls are so fast.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When they hit the vault, I'd love to know what they run the 40 in. Those girls are unbelievably fast. Simone Biles is the fastest kid I've ever seen.
What is her physical stature? Is she
she's probably
4'11"?
Yeah, she's tiny.
Probably. They're tiny.
Butt muscular.
But I think
a lot of the anger about it comes from people who they don't necessarily have the opportunity to go to their boss and say, you know what, I'm not feeling it today. I don't think I can come in, but, you know, don't worry about it. I'll be good next time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where a lot of the anger from some people comes
it
from.
It could be. I don't have anger at Simone Biles.
No. But there's a sector of people out there who are just angry and just trashing her nonstop about the decision they made.
I'll be honest with you. I have a little bit of an issue where we're putting her on a pedestal just because she's talking about her mental health. Or, you know, I don't even know if this is mental health. It's a crisis of confidence, as far as I know, which is pretty standard. You know, mental health is very serious, no doubt, and there shouldn't be stigma against it.
And it's not her fault that the media's
put all this pressure on her.
That they're calling her the hero for coming out and talking about it. It's not her fault. She didn't feel it. She said, "I can't do it. I don't want to hurt the team. I'm out."
I think she's a hero for what she's accomplished for the country and herself as an Olympian.
Well, think about how great the story would be if she comes back in some of these other events.
She can persevere.
Yeah, and she wins.
I think Jason might be licking his lips a little bit.
Because
Friday, he might text us and say, you know what, guys? Not feeling the show today. I'm going to have to take this one off.
By the way, I overestimated Simone Biles' height. She's 4'8".
Tiny.
Yeah. Wow. That's the only way you can do all those flips and all that stuff.
Well, the one kid, Grace McNally, who's on the team, she looks like she's 5'11 compared to all the other kids. Right. And she's probably 5'1.
Right. All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in on the Gambit DC listener lines, bet, play, win with Gambit DC. Brought to you by the DC Lottery. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We will get back into the Olympics. Barry Zvarluga, Washington Post sports columnist, is in Tokyo. We'll talk to him at 7. And remember, Logan Thomas from the Washington football team, first day of practice. He'll join us at 8 o'clock here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, so I was telling the boys, I yesterday got so excited at one point. Now, Jason, you're not a coffee guy, I'm pretty sure, right? You don't drink coffee.
Never.
And I'll say, I don't really like coffee. I go long stretches. I've gone years without drinking coffee. Mm-hmm. But I'm on a stretch where I'm drinking coffee in the morning. I'm not getting enough sleep.
Because it gives you a bolt.
It gives. Oh, it's desperate. Desperately
a bolt or
needed.
Jolt.
A jolt.
Well, a bolt, lightning bolt. It gives you a lightning bolt.
A bolt of energy.
I've never heard of bolt.
Neither have I. He kind of botched it. It's supposed to be all jolt.
Right. It does.
Maybe
rhyme.
I need it.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Right.
So, and my wife and my daughter, they're my daughter in particular, my oldest, very bougie and spoiled, yeah. And she likes all the fancy stuff.
Oh, believe me, my girls are the same way.
Exact, right?
Same way.
And believe, they think, you know, you got to have the Starbucks coffee. And by the way, I don't even think that's that bougie, but they got to have the Dunkin' Donuts coffee. And I've convinced them that I'm not wasting my money on that. I'm like Valdez. I get the Folgers. I get the cheapest vat. Okay,
right.
And we put it in a glass container.
The number one is Maxwell House. Folgers is just a step above it.
I'm not even sure. The one that we've been getting lately is in a blue bin.
That's Maxwell House.
Yeah, because I just go, that's $5.49, right, for a bin or whatever. And the other one's $9.99.
Right, and that's a tiny bag.
They can't tell the difference, especially when you put a little creamer in. You can't tell the difference. So I've won that battle, and it looks okay in your house because we have a nice little container. You put it in; nobody knows the difference. My kid, they can't tell the difference. Yesterday on the table, though, she had bought for our vacation. You know, she's starting to load up stuff that we're going to bring. You know, coffee, paper towels, you know, stuff you bring to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
There were two boxes of Krispy Kreme coffee, and for a second, I thought it was coffee that tastes like a Krispy Kreme donut. And I almost pulled my pants down.
And made love to it.
And, yeah. Yeah. And went to town. And I went, wait a second. That's Krispy Kreme coffee. But meanwhile, I am trying to... I'm not keto anymore because I am allowing some sugar. There's no doubt. But I'm trying to be low carb. But I would abandon all diets for Krispy Kreme coffee. In fact...
If it tasted like
they
that.
They should make Krispy Kreme coffee. Like, what are they doing? But my wife said, no, it's just medium roast. Yeah, it's like Dunkin' Donuts regular coffee.
Right.
So I don't know why she bought Krispy Kreme's regular coffee, but why does the Krispy Kreme just go
cheaper?
All in?
Is it cheaper?
Probably not.
Is that your $1 million idea?
Yeah, why doesn't Krispy Kreme just go all in and make Krispy Kreme coffee? Mm. Like coffee that tastes like a Krispy Kreme donut?
You know what?
I'm all in.
Hey, you know what? They should make celery that tastes like pizza.
Scoop of vanilla, scoop of chocolate. Don't waste
sure.
my time.
I mean, celery has no flavor. But why would Krispy Kreme just make regular coffee?
So because you have your donut with your coffee.
Exactly. I mean, the large part of their business.
Yeah, but what if you're going to sell
a large part of their business are people that come in the morning, they get a donut, and they want a cup of coffee.
Okay, but if you're going to sell stuff at Safeway or wherever she got, I don't know where she got. I know for a fact she didn't go to Krispy Kreme. So she obviously got that at some
flavor.
Retail
sure,
spot.
It's there. It's much like there's 20
so they, brands. Do they sell Krispy Kreme coffee at Safeway? Because that's where we do our
I'm
shopping.
I'm sure they do.
So why wouldn't they sell Krispy Kreme coffee?
That tastes like the donut.
Yeah. Because there aren't many things in life better than a Krispy Kreme
maybe
donut.
It's hard, maybe it's harder to do that. I have no idea.
I'll put a Krispy Kreme donut up against any donut. Any donut. Just the regular glaze.
I'll put
silly.
Fractured prune donuts at the beach.
I
over
like fractured
anything.
Prune. They put a million things on it. It's too much. It's too doughy.
Yeah, no. They're what do they call it? An OC sand. It's just like a glaze. It pummels any donut you'll ever have.
I'll try it. If there's not 100 people in line, I will not wait in line for a donut.
Oh,
that is dumb.
You can't get into fractured prune in under 25 minutes.
Yeah, I don't do lines.
Well, that's why they're so good.
I'd rather sit on the toilet.
I'm just telling you, they crush Krispy Kreme donuts.
Well, I've had.
I'm not saying it's worth waiting 30 minutes, but they do.
Didn't they have a bunch that opened up here?
Huh?
Didn't that fractured prune have?
Well, it's kind of blowing up.
Maybe.
I mean, they have quite
years
a few.
Ago.
I mean,
don't they have duck
ago,
donuts
we each
up here?
Had our own flavor at fractured
yeah.
prune.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a thing. Yeah.
I don't know where the closest one is, but that's my number one seed.
But we tend to see them more beachy areas.
Some people love duck donuts. I can't really distinguish the difference.
Well, sure you can. They put bacon and they put all these weird things on.
Well, it depends. You can also get your basic.
Yeah,
at any one of those
they're
places,
too doughy.
You get your basic.
You can tell the difference. The difference is. In my
yeah,
opinion,
EB likes his donuts stale.
Huh?
You believe duck donuts is too doughy?
Yes. Especially compared to Krispy Kreme. I think Krispy Kreme is probably the worst for you donut in history. But it's so light and so sugary and so
if you're
silly.
Just talking about
you can pummel six of them.
I honestly think I could eat a dozen.
You could eat a whole box.
I think I could eat a box.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be that much of a challenge.
That's got to be 20,000 calories.
Hey, yeah. Someone's texting in that they do make donut-flavored coffee.
Let's, I wouldn't doubt
does Krispy Kreme make
kinds
their
of things
crispy,
infused now.
Silly donut? Yeah. Well, send me a case. Because I'll just balloon up to cakes size for a Krispy Kreme.
I'm not
coffee.
A coffee drinker or consumer, but
coffee
my wife
actually
is.
Sucks.
My wife is, but she's more of an iced coffee. Like I know, like at McDonald's, for example, they have all kinds of flavors. I always forget. It's like she gets a vanilla iced coffee. People get their shots of things. So I think I wouldn't be surprised if Krispy Kreme has some sort of infusion because. Even a place like McDonald's has different variables. And they used to just sell coffee.
Yeah, you could be right. If someone's saying that there's donut-flavored coffee, there you go. You just got to find it.
All right. Do they sell that at Safeway?
No idea.
Go EB Junkies on Twitter. Send me the link. I'll buy a box of it.
Well, you might want to stay away because it might become addicting, and then there's more sugar in it. And then
I'm sure there's sugar.
And then there goes your keto diet.
No, I can't look myself in the mirror and say I'm keto right now.
Yeah.
I can't because I'm sneaking little things here and there.
What kind of coffee did you have this morning?
Just regular coffee, but
is
I mean
that,
I like
that coffee that they
oh,
have
no,
here.
Oh, no, I make it at home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I program my little silly coffee maker every night.
Gotcha. I would love to know how much money my daughter spends at Starbucks every year.
Well, I
probably
will say
get
this.
It on your credit card report. Right.
Well, no.
I don't know.
They use their debit cards.
This is the first time I've ever noticed it.
Sometimes
in the year
cash.
Where it's all categorized.
No, they've got to spend combined. They got to spend thousands. I mean, it's every day. And Starbucks coffee is I don't know what is it $6.
Both of my kids.
That's $12 a day.
Yeah, they're not getting like
none of my kids have ever drank coffee.
They're not getting like a Pike's Place. They're probably getting some fancy cream swirl mocha.
It's $6 or $7.
I will say this. I think I said this the other day. Remember I told you that I finally said enough is enough, and I pulled the credit card for my son. I pulled the credit card for my daughter.
You used to kill me for claiming to do that or threatening to do that.
No, because I always thought they needed it for emergencies, and then I realized, well, if there's an emergency, really all an emergency is calling an Uber, and, you know, they can attach their own debit card or whatever to Uber.
Well,
or
I told
whatever.
You, I gave my credit card to my daughter at school, and I said this is for groceries and for gas.
Yeah.
It's all.
Yeah.
So you can go to Kroger and you can go to gas station.
Yeah.
And then I got the bill and it's, you know, Urban Outfitters.
Oh, no. Mine was Uber Eats every day. Uber Eats sushi. I mean, it was like outrageous meals.
Uber Eats sushi must cost $50.
$35, $40. And then doing it at dinner and then doing it drunk at 4 a.m. And I was like, so we got our credit card.
So, by the way, I did pull the credit card. I have it right here in my pocket.
So did I. But my wife came to me. She said, "That's the lowest credit card we've had in years, years."
Right.
We should have done this 3 years ago.
Correct.
You guys are different than me. My kids, I don't think they've ever used Uber Eats, at least on my dime.
Oh, mine have.
Yeah, yours.
That's just not part of the equation.
Good.
Kelsey has her own credit card. That means she pays the bill on her credit card.
Well, she can afford it now.
Yeah. That good for you. You've done a better job with that, with being more fiscally responsible. I have catered to them and given them more opportunity to take advantage of me.
And I'm not an Uber person anyway. I had a neighbor who would literally order Uber Eats from a place that was 4 blocks away. When I lived in Crown Farm, we could walk to Mezza and Pizza and Coastal Flats and walk to all those places. And he would order it. I'm like,
that's why
doing?
The country
like,
is fatter than every other country in the world.
And I'm always I still do old-fashioned takeout. Because I can save a few bucks, and it's not that hard to drive 2 minutes to pick up a pizza or whatever you need to pick up.
Should go down to Ocean City in July and see how many people are Uber eating. over Uber eating.
Right.
Oh, the country.
Oh, it's just the
biggest. All right, got to take a break. Bears Beluga's in Tokyo covering the Olympics. He is scheduled to join us next. We will get the latest from the Washington Post, Bears Beluga, here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.